Welcome to the Bougie Black Brother Network. Welcome to Urban Lifestyle Cafe. I'm Michael, your Bougie Black Brother. I'm here with my wife and co-host, Alicia.
Hello.
And we're back to our TV series, and we haven't been, we've been off and on with the Sci-Fi Channel, and one of our favorites that we just haven't been able to catch up to is a series called Dark Matter, which is a really, really cool show that we saw the last two seasons of. And had to run into it after we got through a lot of other shows that we wanted to. So this series is a sci-fi series based on a graphic novel. So that was pretty cool. I mean, right. You know, when I found out that, I was like, wow, you know, there's a lot of movies now that's being based on graphic novels that were really, really kind of cool. Did you see the ratings on these, babe? Because I was kind of checking out like IMDb and TV and Rotten Tomatoes.
Yeah, IMDb, Internet Movie Database, has it very rated it very high. I mean, an 8.3. That's really good.
8.3.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got a 7.5. But You know, depending on what year they're looking at, because you know, our first year. Remember the first year. The first season that we looked at was kind of low budgeted. Remember we were saying that?
Right, right.
It was low budgeted, but it was interesting, though.
Yeah, they did a really good job in telling the story at the series. Yeah, the first series, sorry.
Yeah, so that's what made us want to see the second season, because even though it looked kind of like the cheesy background and everything, it was kind of like, but the story was cool.
The story was really good. Yeah. I mean, you kind of like ignored everything else when the story was being told.
Absolutely. And that storyline was like, so let me give you this the summary of that. It says, when a crew member is working on a derelict spaceship awaken from a stasis, they have no memory of who they are or how they got into the vessel. The only clues to their identities are weaponry and a destination, a remote mining colony soon to become a war zone. And that was just the basis of it. You got a couple of other scenarios that they kind of say they learn to live together and blah, blah, blah. But overall, it was so good because they lost their memory. But when they started learning who they really are, they had a choice to be who they are or stay who they are right now.
Mm-hmm.
And they go through that while trying to deal with the conflicts in the universe. And each character was really, really unique and had their own unique background, which I thought was like, you know, what made the storyline better than sitting there looking at, you know, technology and the sci-fi stuff.
Right.
The story kept you engaged big time. And that's why I love this show so much. Even though, you know, that was one of our favorites, we was finding out that this third season would be the last, which was really, really disappointing to hear that too. Because about a lot of the sci-fi shows that's on TV, this was, to me, one of the best.
Yeah, one of the best sci-fi shows. Yes, it was.
And, you know, so I was really looking forward to saying, yeah, I'll look at that one a little later, and then we'll look at the next season four. But once we found out that they weren't going to renew it, we was like, ah, we got to rip and get to see this.
Mm-hmm.
So, but we found out a little later, I think it's in late September, early October, that the creators took it to MGM to try to see if they can bring it new life, bring it really new life. And hopefully we'll see season four or a continuation for a couple of seasons after that, because even at the end of the season, they left it wide open to say, if you don't see the rest of it, you're going to be really fucking in, you know, it's going to be really bad that you never finished the storyline, which made it really, really bad. But this season, we turned around and they opened up they were on a space station when all of the different dignitaries from not nations. So this just made it interesting. It was corporations.
Corporations.
Yep. So the corporations ran the universe. It wasn't really like kings and emperors. It was corporations. Now, they did have kings and emperors that was around, but the corporations ran them. So yep. They had to be aligned with the corporations, and which was like really like something was going on today. But this storyline made it so interesting is because it's who you aligned with. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yep.
What organization or what corporation you was aligned with. You know, some of them did some kind of mining. Some did, you know, weapons production. They just had different type of corporations that they came together to say, who do we add in? Who's part of this conglomerate that was doing certain things? But in between, there were these rebels, and it come to find out the Dark Matter team was a bunch of rebels that was stealing from people all throughout the universe and everything.
Well, actually, not only that, lost their memory.
Yeah, that lost their memory. Yeah. But, you know, some of them slowly got their memory back because the one guy, he actually...
were you talking about Four?
Is it Four?
Yeah, Four, Alex. He was the Asian emperor.
Yeah, so he got his, yeah, the emperor. So he went back to his kingdom to start getting her memory back, finding out that she was a synthetic.
Now, this is an interesting part because you didn't say, you know, how they don't have names.
Yeah,
they only have numbers.
But they have names, but they stuck with just calling each other's numbers.
Right, and then there's the android.
Yeah, so it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
And then the android.
Yep. You know?
Yeah.
So he was like really cool. But that's who they were. And
yeah, because one died.
Showed up.
One died in the first.
First season. Right?
In the first season, yeah, one died. Let me see. Yep. He died in the first season.
Mm-hmm. Because he was, yeah, that was one. One died. And because he was only on the 2015. 2016. No, he died in the second. Because remember, he took somebody else's face.
That's right.
Because he was sneaking on to try to find out who killed his wife.
That's right.
But he took the face of one of the criminals. And then the criminal guy found him and said, yo, motherfucker, you took my face. Pow! Killed his ass.
That's right.
So it was kind of cool because you're like, yo, they killed one of the main characters. But they moved on. Which made it, again, how interesting is that? That they killed off people. But they found out what their true names were. But they still called each other by their number. And all the way through this season. But each one of them knew what their names really were.
But
every
chose,
single one.
Yeah,
of them.
But chose.
But chose to do that.
Yeah, chose the numbers.
So, but so when we're looking at this season, baby, and you know, we can go back and forth with this. But what did you think about this season, if you can remember back with the other two?
I mean, remember we had to go back a little bit in two to find out. You know, because we were going into three, we was not sure what we missed.
Right, right.
This was interesting. Just hoping, just wondering if they figure out themselves. They did a great job on this one, explaining the loss of memory and the new different characters. Not the new different characters, but what they missed, what they lost in their memory.
Right, like three. He found out that the woman who took care of him, she became she virtually had her mind in the ship's computer. So she created a virtual reality that three was able to be with her.
Yeah.
In a virtual reality.
Yeah, in a virtual reality.
And I was like, wow, that's fucking crazy.
Yeah. It was good that they were using some form of new technology.
And it was really cool that, you know, at first he was like, I accepted that she was dead because in season two, he accepted that. It really hurt him, but he accepted it. But to find out that she still existed, because there was a hidden file that was in the computer because the android found it.
Right.
And until she was able to decode it, they didn't know what it was. And then when they actually was able to get inside the computer program, they found out her essence or her whatever it was, she was downloaded into a computer.
Yeah, and what's interesting was that they too found out that she was, did she ever know that she was an android?
Yeah, she did.
Okay.
She knew she was an android.
But she was different
but she
from
was like
different from the from android.
So she was the like a higher level android mm-hmm. that would be almost practically human.
Right.
Because she had nanites that actually kept her moving and doing things. So, you know, she couldn't really die per se, because the nanites, if you don't kill all the nanites, they would repair her.
Okay.
But she had the ability to think and feel and everything, just like anyone that was human.
Because her maker looked just like android.
Yeah, but we found out that she made the android
to look like her
because her and two was lovers.
Yeah.
And she wanted, when she found out the maker found out
she had cancer.
She had cancer, brain cancer.
Yeah.
She wanted her not to be alone.
Right.
So she made the android for her. Even though the android was a lower level android and not an android like two.
Yeah, because also, you know, three, who had Sarah, because Sarah was his, the virtual person who was in the computer.
Mm-hmm.
And so when they convinced him to, we can give her a body and her brain can come to
into the android body.
Yeah, because she would be a different kind of make.
So she'll be just like two.
Yeah, she'd be just like two, but
have
a human,
be more human brain.
Right.
As opposed to two had a synthetic brain, which practically was human, but not human. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But she had the essence and spirit and everything of a human being, where two really learned to be who she was. And then the android two had an upgrade. So they kept sending out, she was in like a secret society of androids. And the secret society of androids was giving out upgrade chips so they can have more feeling.
Oh yeah, that's right.
And so they can start being more human.
Yeah, because they really left it open for it to more can happen. Even though they end, because android put the chip in her neck,
mm-hmm.
which she's like, now you're, we want to, you know, they were trying to use all the androids to take over.
To be a superior race.
Right.
So that was part of.
That left that open.
Yep. So that was another thing. But the android was fantastic. I loved her all throughout the, because from the first season to the third season, she grew by becoming more human. Her, that little upgrade chip that she found, one of the android community that said, you can be just like them. Mm-hmm. And I think that was in season two. And he gave her a chip.
Then.
Yeah, so she upgrade. Wanted to be just like everybody else. And so you saw her doing that. And then it got fried or whatever. So she kind of went back to who she was, but she still had feelings and everything.
Right.
And so she was really kind of confused at what was going on. So she played a really, really good role. I really loved her character on there.
Well, my two favorite characters was like five.
The little girl?
Yeah.
Yeah, she was a genius.
And six.
Yeah, I didn't like six. He was all right.
Yeah.
I liked
three.
I liked the android, five, and two. Okay. Two. So if you look at this show, this was another thing that made it interesting. And I liked it because it didn't stand out. But they had a whole lot of female lead characters.
They did have a lot of female.
A lot of the people who was actually in charge.
Yeah, were female. Because two was in charge of everything.
Mm-hmm.
Even though she was very
she was sympathetic of things.
Yeah, she was.
Which her true person really wasn't. Because her true person before she changed, she really wasn't sympathetic. She was like really, really hardcore and cold and everything. She didn't give a fuck. So, but now she became really sympathetic and caring of people mm-hmm. and everything.
Well, I mean, another thing was, you know, where they had clones.
Oh. So I love that concept. So to not travel to some distant place like 6 and 8 hours light years away, they have these chambers that you would get into, and on the other side, they have a chamber that will clone you on the other side. So as you get out on the other side, you still have your essence of who you are, mm-hmm. but you're in a clone.
Right.
And then when you get back into the chamber, all of that transfers back to you. But if you die as a clone, your memory is gone.
Yeah,
you don't know anything.
Yeah, that memory of what happened.
Yeah. It was, and they did it a couple of times. They didn't do it a lot, which I really enjoyed because they could have used that as them jumping anywhere and they show up anywhere. But they only used it in certain circumstances. And then in this third season, they only used it like maybe twice or three times.
Mm-hmm.
But when they did it, you almost forgot because the ship was able to appear and disappear anywhere because they had this booster card that everybody wanted because they said if they use this booster card, they can win the war. And we didn't talk about the war, but there's war against corporations to be the head corporation. So they was at war with each other and with different nations and everything. So the crew, I forgot the name of the ship though, but the crew really was helping out in different ways, and they were like stealing and doing other stuff, but they was kept actually partnering with a lot of the different corporations to get what they wanted, and they went from there.
But the
little girl, so at the end, this end season, everyone had something totally different. So Five had a sister. The android found out that she's more than what she really is.
The android found out that she was made based from the
somebody that was real,
right? From number two's lover.
Mm-hmm.
So she felt uncomfortable about that, but also the android realized that they want to be a human race because that's why they gave her the chip. Because of her knowledge.
Yeah, because they feel that they would be a superior race. Mm-hmm. Not the human race, but a superior race.
Also, with the Sarah, with the her mind being human, they created a body for her to store her mind.
Mm-hmm.
And they wanted her for a certain reason, too.
So she'll be part of that group to say, look at who we can be.
Mm-hmm.
And we got a human in an android body with the nanites and different things that keeps them alive. And then Two found out that she had a daughter.
Yes, yes.
Because Four had all types of information and everything. And he lost his kingdom because his secondhand military person, and she was just hardcore. And then that's another thing that I was saying about the female lead characters. So she was just hardcore.
Yeah, she
was like, yo.
She was turning against him anyway.
Because she knew he was weak. Because being with the crew, it made him weaker because he had feelings toward them. And even though he shouldn't have as much feelings, he did because that was part of his family when he woke up and became somebody different. And she didn't like that. She was like, you killed your brother, you killed everybody else.
Yeah, but he should have been killed her. I mean, I think everybody felt that.
But she stood by him when...
Yeah, because she was in love with him.
Yeah. And
then she hated him.
Yeah, then she hated him.
Mm-hmm.
But then his new boy that he got out of jail, Tiku, his black, teacher.
Right.
He was always trying to stand by him. And she was trying to make him feel like, no, he's the one that's going against you. He's the rebel. He wants you dead. But it was her... because she needed to
along,
do that because, because he was just fucking up. And then there was a lot of different characters that showed up. You know, the other black girl that was a bodyguard to that little punk guy that showed up. Remember the little punk guy who said, not Wexler. Who was the other guy? The corporation guy that it was giving them jobs. And then he was like, nope, I represent him. And... I'm a little wimp guy, but I got my bodyguard to take care of me.
Right.
And it was a tall black girl. So that character showed up, which was like really cool. And the way they dipped back and forth into the previous seasons with the different characters there, or the scenarios that happened in the previous season and it came back, I liked how they do that, because a lot of TV series forget what happened and just move on. They just constantly move into something new. But they kept going back to say their history and the things that they did affects what's going on now. Don't forget that y'all did some bullshit before, because there's some people that's going to come back and kind of address that. And I like that a lot, even though if you looking at this series, you would kind of see like, oh, okay, who are these people?
You kind of like, if you're watching it, it was only three seasons, but it wasn't hard to understand or follow.
But it would mean more if you've seen the first two seasons. Mm-hmm. But if you just saw this season, it would be interesting. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
What I'm saying is, I'll give you the prime example. Because I know the Marvel comics, because I read the comics, everything that shows up on something new, I can reference it back to the comics that I read. So it makes it more exciting, because you get it. You get why this person has shown up. Or you get why, like the Thor series, how did he get there? Well, there's a whole comic book series called World War Hulk or Planet Hulk. So I knew they used that reference in the Thor movie. But you would just think, oh, he was flying and then he crashed there and he's just living there. You would just think it's that. But it's a bigger story. But you can understand how they presented it, that it made sense.
Mm-hmm.
But when you got background, it just means a lot more. And that's why the first and second series, looking at the third series, seasons, it makes it a lot better. And I really enjoyed how they put a lot of these together.
Yeah, they did. I like the fact that when they went to the past, went to Earth.
Oh, yeah, that was cool.
That was really cool when they did that. The stories were really good, and they all connected up with each other.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they needed the chip because the other chip was broken. So they found another replacement for the chip on Earth. How everybody wanted that chip because they needed to save the world or save their lives or save their
country. I mean, their nation.
Corporation.
Their business, yeah, corporation.
Yeah. So you can actually relate to a little bit of everything on the show. It was really, really good.
Yeah. And they put things together so well. So well. So when you're looking at it, you can say, oh, I get that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that makes sense. That's why they're doing that. Yes, yeah, the ship was called the Raza. I keep forgetting that.
Yeah, Raza.
So the Raza is known throughout the universe as some marauders or
rebels
that went around killing people and robbing people and guns for hire, and they was like notorious that way, you know. But then they became something different because their mind was wiped away, and now they became something totally different.
Yeah, well, in this last season, they tried to let them recover their memory as much as it is possible.
Yeah, which builds into something. And so, again, what was it, three? Three said he was possessed by an alien, right?
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah.
But when you look at it, when he said he was possessed, you don't know about that unless you've seen season two.
Right.
So then you don't know what he was afraid of.
Till you see season three.
Yeah. And then, no, when you listen at season three, because that's when he's saying it. But you don't know about that. You see the creatures, but you don't know, wow, those creatures possess him like that? Okay, I wonder what happened.
Yeah.
We saw that when he was possessed. So when they showed up again, it was kind of like, whoa, what the fuck?
Yeah, because he was afraid when he had to...
Oh, yeah, because he remembered what happened. And since he was possessed by it, because I don't even remember how it was pulled out of him.
Right. I don't remember it either.
Because it was so long ago that we saw season two, but... It makes it interesting to find out Well, but I'll look at it once we find out it's going to be a season four. If not, then let me just move on from that. But I just thought that was really interesting that they went back and referenced a lot of the other shows and the continuation. It didn't end like, okay, we're ended and maybe something would happen. They ended the show like there's some fucked up shit coming. And if you don't see the next season, it's gonna stay open.
Yeah.
And the only thing that they can do if they don't have another season is to have the conclusion as a movie. And then it'll be a full length movie and then
That's a good idea. Maybe Netflix will pick it up.
Yeah. So like one of them, the thing is a lot of shows did that. A lot of shows said, well, let's do a movie. Because we left some, you know, loose ends. Let's do this, end it. And so the fans will have something to say. At least they ended it. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah. So I love this show. I realized when I started looking at it how much I really like this show. And it was really well written. I love the different kinds of shows. I mean, different kind of episodes. But they were really different. They were kind of separate, but they tied together. So nothing was like a totally different one that wasn't necessary. They wrote it that it was a standalone, but it still matched to going to the next level. And then once an episode was ended, you got to see the next one. You'd be like, oh shit, what the hell? And they left it that way, so you want to see the next one.
Well, I'm hoping that they do get somebody to renew them for the fourth season.
Yeah, because if I find out who the write-ins is, I'll definitely write in for this because I think it's worth it.
Yeah, but some of the characters that were in Dark Matter has moved on to other shows. So
yeah, because
let's hope that they, you know,
they can get
bring
back.
Yeah, they can bring it back.
But I think they will. I think I don't know. They showed up at like Comic-Con and all of them as a group, and they cheered them on because they had like I don't want to say a cult following, but they had a really good following.
They probably had a cult following.
Yeah, but they had a really good following.
It's
worth it.
Yeah, I really did like the show. I just wish that they had, give them another season, at least for them to finish it off.
To finish the season.
Yeah, to finish the season. Now, I mean, like, given the fourth season, to finish it off, to give it a proper ending.
A proper ending. There you go.
You know, instead of them, giving you this, like, guess what?
Armageddon coming, but
and then
sorry.
We are no longer doing the season. Yeah. So it's like, that's why I said, Hulu can pick it up or
even
Netflix,
Amazon. Yeah, because it
even
was on
Apple.
Sci-fi. Since it was on sci-fi, they can pull that from them and say, we'll take it and we'll extend the series and go from that. But overall, I really enjoyed this. I look forward to seeing the other one. I say an 8.75. I wouldn't go all the way to 9 because it kind of slowed down in periods. And I think they could have had some better character development a little quickly, and they had so many storylines that was too open-ended. They opened up too many storylines.
I think that they did that because they was hoping to
Continue the series.
Yeah.
So that's why I'm disappointed in that. Otherwise, I would have had it way at a 9 or 9 better, because if it was a season coming up, I think I would have probably rated it a lot higher. But
it was kind of messed up when you're expecting to get a fourth season, and right when you're in your third season and probably closer to the end, they say, okay, we're not renewing.
We can't renew you.
Yeah.
We're moving on. And you'd be like, yo, are you serious? They was like, sorry. And, they're trying to negotiate, and they was like, everybody hold on. And everybody's like, look, I got to get paid. I can't just hold on. So they went to other series and everything. So what was your ranking, Boo?
I'll say 7.
Wow. So you didn't really like this?
Yeah, I really liked it.
No, you lot of other ones you really like more than this.
No, I mean, it was just that I didn't like the fact that how it ended. I wanted it to because it was like it needed some to continue. They cut the season.
So if you cut the ending off, what would you rank it?
If what? If the season where they had continued?
Yeah.
Oh, it would probably have been an 8.
So it's just average then.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you find it as an average. Now, I really enjoyed it. No, I just, so you clearly letting me know that it was an average movie because you ranked a lot of other shows higher than
you
that.
You normally don't rank our TV shows though.
Yeah, we kind of do.
No, we usually do movies more than our TV shows. Our TV shows is really like, we continue watching it, like, you know, Issa Rae.
Well, you know, you got seasons that really wasn't that good. So you can say, no, this season was really kind of like, eh. So, again, the Issa Rae was better and better. It just got better.
Yeah, we didn't rate that, though.
Yeah, we didn't?
Mm-mm.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm going to look good again.
Because we love, this is our TV shows that we constantly watch all the time.
That's true.
And we
that's
don't need true. To, when it comes to the movies, yeah, we do that, you know.
Yeah,
but
true.
When it comes to our TV series, because we, you know, we'll talk about, for example, when Issa Rae come back, we talk about the Spike Lee one, but we know it
was sucked. Yeah. Really so, sucked. And I'll say it again.
It sucked. But this one was, I mean, I just wish that they didn't end the series.
And I think it's, you know, I don't, to your point, I don't want to blame them. I shouldn't blame them because it probably wasn't their fault. They probably expected to get a fourth season. That's why they ended it that way.
Exactly.
If they knew midway through and they writing and they'd be like, look, you got to change the ending,
yeah, let's
because
change it up.
Guess what? You're ending this bitch. You know what I mean? And they could have just went from there.
Yeah. And I mean, honestly, truthfully, that's how it was. But you know, there's other shows. So this is gone. Then you know, there was a couple other shows that we just stopped watching.
So you got a list?
Let's see. I could tell you right now there was a couple of shows that this guy rated, and we was like, no, we ain't watching it. Hell no, we ain't watching it.
So
we stopped watching it.
Yeah, we stopped watching. There's a lot of them that we stopped watching.
Yeah, because it was like,
like the I forgot the name.
What's Suits.
This? Suits.
We just stopped watching.
Yeah, because
you know why?
Because it didn't.
No, our girl left. After she left, we stopped watching.
Well, we didn't even give it a chance. We just stopped watching it. We didn't give it a chance. We was kind of like, oh, never mind.
So that's why I was like, you know, there's some that we just like, okay.
Yeah, we got tired of the CSIs. We got tired of the Law and Orders. We got tired of, what was the other one with the FBI agent that had
Criminal Minds?
No, we didn't get rid of that. The other one, the FBI agent that we thought the criminal guy was her father, and
Blacklist?
Yeah, Blacklist. We gave up on that show.
Yeah, it sucked. That was,
if it wasn't for him, I think the whole show would have just been like blah. And I just got tired because they tried to get you to, they moved away from him and went from there.
The Americans.
Yeah, but that was so fucking awesome. We just haven't
have
seen
to
it.
Catch up on
we gotta
that
catch
one.
Up with that.
Yeah,
that's an amazing show.
So these, I mean, this is what, you know, there's shows that we like forgot to watch. Mr. Robot.
Yeah, Mr. Robot, we'll be looking at that though.
I mean, these are the shows that they came out, they were so good.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, people are still raving about The Americans. We just have to catch up on it.
We just gotta catch up with that.
And then
there's a lot of episodes too though. That's another
I think
bad
we gotta catch up on two seasons.
No, I think it's getting ready to go to the next one. I think we missed that whole, because remember, they break it up. They give you like 8, and then they'll give you the next 8. I think they finished the second half.
That's just so, that's just
we gave
too
up
much.
On The Walking Dead, because that's just got.
Yeah, it got crazy.
That just got crazy.
I'm like, I'm tired of watching that.
Yeah, the zombies and all of that. I mean, it was a great concept at first. I think the more you dragged on with it, it lost my attention.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's a lot of good shows that's coming out.
This
it's
is
just
the problem.
A lot of good shows.
This is the problem. Back in the day, there was ABC, CBS, and NBC.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe Fox.
Maybe Fox.
Right. Now it's like...
No, then the next phase was FX. And then you had FX shows that were
AMC.
AMC shows.
Yeah, TNT.
Yeah.
TBS. Then there was...
Then the big people then, started coming out.
Then it was streaming.
Yeah. Then the streaming...
Netflix just was like... Netflix and Hulu like
but
started
Netflix
it.
Really didn't start any
their own shows.
You know. And show the House of Cards.
Yep. House of Cards was the first, and then they just
and
blew
then it just
up.
Blew up. Yeah.
It just blew up. So...
Remember that show, The Travelers? Do you remember that?
Yes.
That's coming back on, too.
Oh, really?
The second season of that. That was a little different.
Yeah, that was good.
Eh, it was okay.
I liked that.
Yeah, I think it was okay. So we can look at it, because I want to see where it's going from that.
Mm-hmm.
But The Travelers, I think the concept was good. I don't think the acting was really well. I think the concept was good. I just think the acting was really mediocre.
Now, there was another show we were watching and nobody could get into it, was Insomnia.
Insomnia?
Mm-hmm.
Which one? I don't...
That was on, I think, TBS or TNT.
With that guy, he kept falling asleep and he wakes up in another way he was married.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't... That wasn't done well.
Yes.
I think it was... Great concept. I just think they didn't do it.
It was
well.
Very. It was a great concept. The first
couple
episodes,
you was like, wow,
really good. And then didn't know where it was going after that.
Yeah, you. I think they wanted something, but they didn't know where they were going, and then you lost exactly what was going on.
Yes,
and it just pissed me off. But see, the lead guy that was on there is on the new Star Trek.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, so we didn't even do the Star Trek.
Oh,
the new Star
my
Trek
God.
Is really good. It's really good.
Yeah.
But we're going to wait for the second half, because remember, they break the half up.
See, this is why I hate this on dang with these local networks.
Yeah, I
they
know.
They got to put like 18
it,
episodes. I'm like, what the hell?
Let me see all my, what you call it, and I'm good.
18
go.
Episodes, you know, when you go to Netflix, it's 10. End it with 10, make it happy. You know, so because it makes it easier, then it's not dragging out forever, ever, 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 ever.
And HBO does the same thing.
Yes.
They got about 10. I think the max is 12.
Yes.
And then you're done. Yes. See you next year.
Yes. Yes.
We're waiting on Westworld.
Yeah. No, they change. And we know they're changing that up.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Game of Thrones, we won't see that till 2019.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So we have to wait
and
another
we
year.
We may see Atlanta in late 18, I think.
Yeah. Because we already
just
seen.
Finished Han Solo. So he was in a. What's his name? What's the lead character? The guy who created it. Atlanta.
Glover.
Yeah.
So there's another Glover. Star Wars?
Yeah, it's Han Solo. The Han Solo movie.
Okay.
He's playing Lando Calrissian, the black guy. What's his name? I was going to say Sammy Davis Jr.
No, you're talking about, what's his name? Oh, I know you're talking about, I can see his face.
Mr. Smooth. Yeah.
Yeah. I know you're talking about, I see his face.
Talk to you like that.
Okay. Yeah. So
he's always a smooth guy.
So we do need to, do, end of year. Well, remember we talked about our favorite movies of all times.
So of all times or of the year? It's kind of both. I think we was going with both, right?
I think we was going with both. One for the year and one for all time.
So I think we should limit it to top five.
Damn it. That makes it very difficult.
So that's
okay,
bad.
Top five for the year. I could say top five for the year.
So how many of all time then?
At least 10.
All right. I can deal with that.
I mean, 10 is because, you know, there's too many all time.
Because there's so many different genres, too. So, I mean, in my top 10, I have comedies. In my top 10, I have dramas. In my top 10, I have sci-fi. In my top 10, I have suspense. So I have a lot. I can continue on and on.
Right, but this just has to be
but you
your favorite.
Yourself.
You have to put your favorite five, top
and,
10.
And, your favorites has to be something that you would say, I want to see that again.
Yeah, but
the hell with any
that's
other
a
show.
Problem. There's shows that I see over and over and over again.
Not shows. We're not talking about shows.
I mean, I'm sorry, movies. There's
no.
Movie.
That should be in your top 10, though.
I do. I mean,
it should absolutely be that.
It's a bad habit.
So we do that right before New Year's Eve. and that'll be a special, so we'll be jumping in between. You're probably hearing this after the first of the year anyway, but just to let you know, go back and see our top all time, and then we'll be good to go.
Top five for the year.
Top five for the year, and
top 10
our top 10 overall.
Yes.
So,
okay.
Any last words?
No, baby.
Well, thanks for stopping by Urban Lifestyle Cafe, and find us on where? BougieBlackBrother.com. You can find us in all the downloads from iTunes to Google Play to Stitcher to all the other downloads. You can hook that up, iTunes and YouTube. It shows up on YouTube as well. So you'll be able to just listen to it from there. So all of that is definitely available for everyone. And we'll see you next time. And that's every Wednesday. Every Wednesday, movie and TV shows on Urban Lifestyle Cafe. Thank you. Peace.